This is the Jason and Tony Case You Missed It podcast.
By now, you know, it's a lot of back and forth with journalism. You know, there's it's a very blurred line anymore. But sometimes some of these journalists, they put themselves in danger to get the story.
They go into harm's way.
And this man did. And you wouldn't think so, being a food writer, that they would put themselves in this sort of danger. But this person here, for our benefit, ate all 53 items on Taco Bell's menu.
Whoa.
And then ranked them from 1 to 53. He ate every single thing.
Dang.
Bless your heart.
It ain't his heart that needs the blessing. In case you missed it.
I'm going to go on record and say this argument here, what's caused this divorce, is not about a hamburger.
Okay.
The story says it is, but I don't believe it. Here's the story. A girl in her, lady, woman in her 20s. A woman in her 20s just filed for a divorce because her husband didn't bring her a hamburger that he had promised to bring her. Now, that's what they're saying.
Didn't bring her a hamburger home.
Here's what happened. Apparently, he was out with the boys and said, "I'll bring you a hamburger home when I come home." And she's like, "Okay, baby.
When you and your boys get done, bring me a burger."
But when he got back at 3 o'clock in the morning, he had forgotten the hamburger, and she was upset, stormed out, and filed for divorce. Okay. I think it's more about him getting home at 3 o'clock in the morning than it is the hamburger.
Gee, you think so?
I'm just going to throw that out there. I think that's the real reason here.
Right. There's underlying problems aside from the burger.
Out with your buddies at 3 a.m. And then to forget the hamburger, that was like the... That's the end.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Because obviously you weren't thinking about me while you were out with your friends till 3 o'clock in the morning.
No.
That sound right to you?
Right. The burger, isn't that called a catalyst? Like, or the burger, it's just a side thing.
Right, she's picked that out to be the reason she's telling everybody, but...
There's more problems than the burger.
Jason?
Yes?
This is Melissa Dolworth. How are y'all this morning?
We're doing great, Melissa Dolworth.
Hey, I was just calling about the lady filing for divorce over the hamburger.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I say he's been out more times at 3 o'clock in the morning than just that time for her to storm out.
That's what I'm saying, too. This has nothing to do with the hamburger. This has to do with 3 o'clock in the morning.
Nope. I say he's done that plenty of times.
Yeah, and this was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Exactly.
Or the burger that broke the camel's back.
Hey, there you go. A new saying.
Spread it around. Let's get that going.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you got something there.
Well,
y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, and this here happened too.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Okay, here we go with today's episode. It's titled Grandma Plus Technology Equals Trouble.
Everybody has this family.
Absolutely. Gert is how it all gets started. Her daughter Patty's in there. Jerry, Tim, they all make it into the thread. Tony, if you'll play Gert and Jerry,
all right.
I'll play Tim and Patty.
All right,
here we go.
Gert. People need to stop talking about my grandbaby or get the heck off my land. Cheyenne is not in any danger.
Patty, it'll be okay, Mama.
Jerry, you did this to yourself. Your pictures are public. Anyone can see them.
Gert, shut up, Jerry. You're not helping.
Tib. I don't understand why you're so upset. Hope everything's okay.
Gert, does everything look okay, Tim?
Patty, Mama, don't take it out on Pastor Tim.
Jerry, Gert posted some pictures of Cheyenne playing with cat poop. People are saying they're going to call the Child Protective Services.
Gert. Dang it, Jerry, for the last time. I didn't know it was cat poop. I thought she ate it.
Tib, she ate the cat poop?
Gert. Oh, dang it, Tim. I said I thought she made it.
Tib, well, Gert, you wrote that she ate it.
Patty, calm down, Mama. If anyone calls, I'll explain everything. There's no harm.
Jerry, speaking of explaining, will you explain to your mom that her Facebook page isn't her land?
Patty, we're still working on technology, Jerry. Last weekend, we had a very uncomfortable FaceTime situation. Hashtag no undies, Grandma.
Gert. Well, dang it, Patty, shush.
Tim, Gert, please, I'm your pastor.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
If you wasn't listening, you probably missed this right here.
Now, it's time for a motivational moment to help push us over the obstacles that life puts in our way. To remind us that anything is possible when we believe in ourselves and get filled with inspiration. A moment to remind us we can climb any mountain and battle any storm.
Suck it up, Buttercup, and put your big girl panties on.
Now let's carry those words of wisdom across the finish line of victory.
Here's another and you might have missed.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Gray poop off. Gray poop off is what happens after gray poopon spills on you, then you clean off the gray poopon. Gray poop off.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
In case you missed it.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She's been mad for days. She just whines and whines. Never take your wife to Hooters for Valentine's.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Oh, yeah, and this here happened, too.
Every single day, Tony and I go through a bunch of news stories, and we try to find you one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it the
Real Good.
All right, this past Sunday, a high school wrestler in Alabama named Jay Spencer won the state championship in his weight class, and he's the first person from his school to ever do it.
Way to go, Jay Spencer.
But, you know, that's not the super cool part. That's not the real good part.
Huh?
He's blind.
He's blind?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's been that way since he was 3 years old.
Dang.
And this wasn't like a special wrestling match for blind people. This was
just a normal.
This was it.
Just
this
was wrestling, like, wrestling
right.
match.
He has an inherited condition called Leber congenital amaurosis. I hope I'm saying that right. Amaurosis. Anyway. He can see out of like one corner of his eye. Like if he focuses, he can still see just like out of just one corner of his eye.
Wow.
So that's it. So, I mean, he's not 100%, but I don't think that matters.
Dang.
In this.
Jay, he sure didn't let him stop him here.
He said wrestling is actually the easiest sport he's tried because it's more about feel than anything else. But not being able to see is still a big disadvantage. He wrestled in 37 matches this season and won all but two of them.
Go, Jay.
Oh, my gosh. He's 35-2.
What a man.
What a record. After his state championship win on Sunday, he told people to never doubt themselves. Amen. And if you just keep believing, you can do anything.
Boy, I needed this lesson.
Man, what a cool dude.
There ain't nothing I can... What can you really say you can't do now
right.
with what Jay here does?
Exactly. Jay Spencer, you are real good.
And that there has been Jason and Tony's In Case You Missed It.